event of us being able to show our appreciation for our military and the men and women that serve in the military and provide the freedom that we have every day of our lives. So I think most of us take it for granted, and this is our time to reflect on that and to give back to them and really thank them for all that they do. Coke's been involved with the military forever. My dad was, you know, he was in the service. He served in the Korean War. I think, you know, just we all need to be very, very thankful that we live in the greatest country in the world and we could experience this, but we can't take it for granted. We get this experience because of the service men and women and what they do for us every day in protecting that right.
It's a whole different level, you know. Truthfully, we're out there, we're playing, we're, you know, putting our knees on the line, maybe, I don't know. It's a whole, these guys don't play. It's real life. It's protection of our rights and our freedoms and the rights and freedoms of people around the world. To me, you know, that's an awesome thing. I'm excited for these folks and what they do every day.
You know, it's really touching on a day like today. There's so many things to remember. The shirt I'm wearing, 31 Heroes, represents the 31 people that passed away in the Chinook crash. CW5, David R. Carter was the pilot of it, and he worked with us at the facility. So to remember someone like that, you know, and to carry his honor and, you know, meet players like this in his honor and all the other veterans' honors, it's an amazing thing.
Every day, we should be grateful for what we have. I think we have a tendency in our society to get a little bit complacent and take things for granted. So it's always nice to be able to go out and say thank you and remember the folks that are looking out for us.